What producers should not have to worry about is the federal government working against them.
In his opening statement, Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson pointed out the environmental stewardship of farmers.
American farmers and ranchers are the original conservationists. No one cares more for the environment than those whose livelihoods depend on it.
He also pointed out recent actions that pit the EPA against agriculture.
Last summer, the EPA published the draft Vulnerable Species Pilot Program and the draft herbicide strategy that will directly impact the ability of producers to utilize these critical tools and will cost billions to comply with. Even this administration's own U.S. Department of Agriculture expressed significant concerns with these actions. Earlier this year, the EPA published a proposed rule that significantly changes the effluent limitations guidelines for meat and poultry processing. While Biden's USDA spends millions to supposedly expand meat and poultry processing capacity, his EPA is simultaneously proposing rules that would shutter processing plants and impose significant compliance costs across industries vital to food affordability.
Conversely, Ranking Member David Scott used his opening statement to express disappointment in the lack of a farm bill.
Since our very divisive markup almost 2 months ago, there has been absolutely no progress on Chairman Thompson's bipartisan bill.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.